Bipartisan Navy alarm, a cliff rescue surge, and a homicide that has gone quiet. San Diego's full congressional delegation sent a letter earlier this week demanding an independent review of the USS Abraham Lincoln following a series of serious incidents aboard the carrier. The delegation's bipartisan alignment is itself notable. The group does not typically move in unison, and the letter frames the situation as a readiness and accountability issue extending beyond internal Navy process. The Pacific Fleet is the relevant command authority. Since July 26, San Diego police have issued 20 citations and more than 300 warnings at Sunset Cliffs. Three separate jumping incidents have required rescue operations in the past 3 weeks, including a technically demanding low-angle rope rescue near the arch at Sunset Cliffs Boulevard and Froude Street. San Diego Fire Rescue has increased lifeguard staffing at the location while simultaneously deploying more than 30 SDFD personnel to wildfires across four western states, a resource equation with real operational limits. A federal prosecution under the Marine Mammal Protection Act is now rippling into state coastal policy. Tyler Muhl pleaded guilty in federal court on August 14th to charges related to kicking a protected sea lion at La Jolla Cove, and the California Coastal Commission has opened deliberations on whether to partially close portions of the cove area as a result. The August 7th double shooting on Summerview Court in Mira Mesa, in which a woman was killed and her husband critically injured, remains open 12 days later with no announced arrests and no public update on the surviving victim's condition. The Palomar Mountain human remains case has reached partial resolution. Investigators have definitively ruled out any connection to missing Oceanside nurse Angelica Brophy, identifying the remains as those of an adult man now under separate sheriff's homicide unit investigation. The Coast Citrus Salmonella outbreak stood at 345 illnesses across 27 states with 36 hospitalizations and zero deaths as of August 13th, according to FDA reporting. Coast Citrus has stopped importing from the implicated Sinaloa, Mexico grower, and with the most recent reported illness onset on July 20th, the epidemiological curve suggests the supply chain intervention is working, though the situation warrants monitoring through the end of August.